Dibs, go ahead. Brandon Ayuk, shoot your shot. Let's hear it.
My shot is this, Mark. This week, week three, is a big week for Brandon Ayuk. You held in, Brandon, and you wanted every last dollar. And even though the money might have been there 3 weeks before you signed it, you didn't sign it. You skipped camp, and you got your money. You got your bag. It was a bag alert, a major bag alert. And I'm happy for you because everybody, like you and I have talked about, every player who puts his... on the line in the NFL, you deserve every dollar you can get. You got every dollar that you can get. Week one, shh. Week two, shh. Okay, here we are, week three. No Debo, no McCaffrey, and George Kittle's now questionable, and you're going down to LA in a divisional game, and you're 1-1. Hey, Brandon, this is your time. This is your moment, and it's time for you to show up and be one of the top five receivers in the game. And for me, that means you make an imprint. And if it's 7 catches for $120 and a TD, if it's 5 catches and 106, whatever the numbers are, I don't even care. Go out there and show us that you are a number one receiver in the league. Lead your team to a victory in LA. So for me, all eyes, of course, always on the Niners and the scoreboard. But for me, I'm going to borrow from Guru, 2 scoreboards. The one scoreboard is the actual scoreboard. The other scoreboard is Brandon Ayuk, because you wanted the money, you got the money, you skipped camp. Your first 2 games were preseason games, and it was kind of okay because you lost one, you won one, and the reason why you lost, I don't think was his fault, quote unquote. But here we go, week three, you're favored against the Rams, and you might be the only guy on offense who anybody's ever heard of outside of Brock Purdy. So go out there, BA, and earn your money. For me, all eyes on Brandon Ayuk. You should go out there and dominate and lead your team to a victory. That's the shot that I want to shoot today.
This is exactly what I was afraid of. And here's what I mean by that.
Tell me.
I told you that we sat in the stands. Lovely Christy and I had a nice group of people around us. There were some Jets fans in there, but we kicked them on their way back to the East Coast. Mm. But we sat there on Monday night. We watched the football game. And when Brandon Ayuk dropped that ball in the end zone, yes, dropped that ball in the end zone. I don't care if it was tough. You're a professional football player and you're a wide receiver. You catch that ball. When he dropped that ball, I knew exactly how the crowd would sound. And I tried, by the way, not that what we do here on the radio has any effect at all on the games or contracts or anything like that. But I tried, I feel, as many of us did, through the month of August, to sort of send a warning shot of, dude, you can sign at the last minute and there's still damage done. There is still damage done. And there was. And I tried to make this point, and a lot of people like, oh, all forgiven. And I'm like, not really. It's actually TBD. And here's why it's TBD. Brandon, you're now entering a new chapter in your life where you are held to a completely different standard. And at times, you're going to make San Francisco or Santa Clara, California sound like Boston or New York, which is that if you drop a ball in the end zone, somebody's going to stand up, spill a little beer on the person in front of them, and start whining about $30 million. And I heard the whispers everywhere through the entire section when he dropped the ball. And so here we are. 2 weeks later, no Debo, no Christian, and potentially no George. And what we're going to do, like I fully understand everything you just said from an emotional standpoint, but what we're going to do, in my opinion, is also factually unfair. You are a wide receiver in football. You can't go put up numbers by yourself. You're not Steph Curry. You don't just get the ball and go score. Someone has to deliver it to you. The offensive line has to block for you. The scheme has to run open for you. All of it. It all has to work in concert together. But while I don't care at all, what if Brandon has no catches? Niners win 17-16. No catches.
Right.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good on Monday, but come Tuesday, he's getting ripped. And Wednesday, he's getting buried. And Thursday's no different because the reality of this league is when you get the bag, you have to produce. And I'm looking right now at catches through 2 weeks in the NFL, And right now, Brandon Ayuk is tied for 71st in catches.
He's got four?
Six catches.
Oh, six. Okay.
This year. And I think about who got the bag this offseason. Well, Nico Collins got a bag.
He looks great.
14 catches. Gosh, he's tied for fifth in football. Devontae Smith got the bag. He's got 14 catches. Amon-Ra St. Brown got the bag. He's got 14 catches.
Dog, I think he had 19 targets last weekend.
Right.
There are teams that don't have 19 targets at the end of a game right now.
Other people who have gotten the bag, yep. Devontae Adams has 14 catches. DK Metcalf has 13 catches. And we can go all the way through the rest of the list, and it's not even that important after 2 weeks. But I look at this, and I look at a guy who got the bag and missed camp because he held in, and they say they don't want me, and all the rest of it. And reports are that the offer that he ended up signing was there 2 weeks earlier, and he didn't take it to go in and get ready for the season.
He admitted that he messed up the end.
So all these things lead me to a point where week three, Debo's hurt. He got hurt in week two. Christian McCaffrey hasn't played a snap, and George Kittle came up injured in a Thursday practice. And so now you look at what you have. You don't have your number one running back. You don't have your other receiver in a two receiver system. You don't have your prime tight end. So it's Brandon Ayuk. It's Jordan Mason. It's Juwan Jennings. It's Eric Saubert, potentially. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here?
Well,
you are the go-to guy, my friend. Go out there and do what these other number ones are doing, which is, Amon-Ra. You said he had 19 targets?
I think he had 19. Check me on that.
No,
I'm not 100% sure, but I swear the number, and again, he had a big game in terms of catches last week, but the target But the target share was pretty intense. I do remember that. Here, I got it right here.
18 targets.
18.
Yeah.
18 targets, 11 catches for 119 yards.
In a loss.
In a loss.
And you look at that loss, and you don't look at Amon-Ra and think, oh, you didn't do enough. He had 11 for 119, and they lost the game. And, you know, you look at why they lost, and the eyes are mostly on the head coach, again, Dan Campbell. So if the same thing happens, if let's just say the Niners lose 20-16, like Detroit did, and Brandon Ayuk has 11 catches for a buck 19. No one's going to look at Brandon Ayuk and say, dude, BA, come on, man.
I make no mistake. If the Niners lose this football game on Sunday, people are going to be yanking like body parts off of their bodies.
But
like,
if he goes 11 for 119, no one's going to look at BA and say, dude, BA, your holdout's killing us.
Yeah, I guess not. I mean, I don't know the way this one is going to go. It feels hard. It's sort of like hard to believe that the Niner passing game has a great day and they lose. But who knows? It's the NFL. The Raiders beat the Ravens. I don't know what the hell is going to happen this weekend.
Yep.
I just think that we're in a spot where this is and I don't want to say not fair, because, dude, the behavior earned this. It earned this. I don't want to watch football this way. I guess that's the best way I can say it. I don't want to watch football this way. I want to watch the 49ers. I do not care what the box score looks like. I want the final score. I want the Niners to have a bigger number than their opponent. And so I am at a point where here's, I guess, what I want to say. Remember everyone in August went, okay, all is forgiven. Well, but no, it's not. It's not. You're saying that he's forgiven and he's not. You're now, all of a sudden, holding his contract over his head as he goes into a game and other things have happened around him that he has nothing to do with, completely out of his control. In fact, I'd argue if any of these injuries had happened to him, boy, we'd be going crazy at him.
Oh, yeah.
For missing camp and getting hurt, but it's not him. Everybody else is. Everybody else is the one who got hurt.
And I wonder about that notion of all is forgiven, because I've never been of the mind that all is forgiven. There's nothing to forgive. You got paid. Come play football and you will be judged based on how you play football. And yes, $30 million a year makes it so that your own individual bar is higher than, for example, Juwan Jennings. We don't expect Juwan Jennings to have 100 catches, right? And lead the league in touchdowns. We expect Juwan Jennings to be really good on third and fourth down, have about 40 catches, and be a reliable third receiver on a team that only has two receivers. That's where the bar is set for him. For Brandon Ayuk, the bar is set much higher because you're a first-round pick, and now you're making $30 million a year.
Okay, but like, let me ask it this way. When a receiver doesn't rack up numbers, do you automatically go to the receiver? Normally, if I'm looking at a box score, if I'm on red zone, especially, this is a very fantasy question. If your receiver doesn't do well, I'm on Ross St. Brown in our league was my number one pick. I think I had the fourth pick or fifth pick, whatever. I grabbed St. Brown. Week one, Rams, Sunday Night Football, the Jared Goff Bowl, second time around, Amon Ra, Bubkiss. Bubkiss. Now, never did it cross my mind, come on, Johnny, you got paid. Let's go. It never crossed my mind. I don't tend to blame receivers when they don't get numbers because it's not really, I mean, unless you're looking at them dogging it or like not open, I blame other things. I'm looking at the QB. I'm looking at the scheme. I'm looking at the offensive line. You know, like what was the entire documentary about Davante Adams about? Nobody looked at Devontae. Well, dude, your numbers. Yeah. He didn't have anything going on around him that was working. So he gets open down the left sideline, 40 yards down the field, and Jimmy throws it 65 yards. We're not blaming Davante Adams. So that's what I mean by this. We've reached a spot where we're telling, I think, and maybe this isn't you, we're telling Brandon, okay, all's forgotten, but it's not. You're going to hold his numbers around his neck as opposed to what we would normally do with a receiver, which is look at the offense as a whole.
Yes, but this offense is the best in football. I'm told that Kyle Shanahan and his laminated play sheet is among one or two best in football, and I'm told
it is,
but his quarterback is a final five in the MVP last year, yeah. So these things are different, and I'm looking at Carolina.
Okay.
And if I ask you right now, not who is Carolina's leading receiver, but how many catches does Carolina's leading receiver have?
Holy crap.
Right now, after 2 weeks football?
I would guess seven.
Four is the answer.
Good freaking Lord.
Thank
really?
You. Xavier Leggett has four. Chuba Hubbard has four. Jonathan Mingo has three. Tommy Tremble, which I don't even know if that's a real person.
Wait a minute. This team has Adam Thielen and Diontae Johnson, and you're telling me that neither one of them has three catches
yet? I apologize. They each have five.
Okay.
They each have five.
I'm like, what?
Thielen and Diontae have five.
That's absurd in and of itself. Dude, but if they didn't have three.
I apologize.
Then what are we doing?
I mean, that to me is the point of the exercise because their offense is a joke. Their quarterback has been benched, and Thielen and Diontae Johnson have five catches through two games each.
Damn, dog.
And Adam Thielen has come out and defended the quarterback,
well,
which is great. He's a veteran.
Be a teammate.
34 years old. I admire it. But if you're Brandon Ayuk, you've got Brock Purdy, top five in the MVP, Kyle Shanahan, top two in the NFL in coaching.
All right. So here's what I'm hearing.
So go out there and be better than that.
Yeah, but here's what I'm hearing that I want to push back on.
Push it.
We don't do that. We're doing it to the Niners because we're fans. We don't do this to anyone else.
No, we're doing it to the Niners because they have what I just outlined.
It's not going
to
be a perfect example because it's the QB, but it's let me use this to help me further a point. Are you expecting the Dolphins' offense to look as good Sunday?
Probably not.
All right, so why do we go, okay, Kyle, okay, Brandon, you better be awesome. You're supposed to be a genius. Wait a minute. If you are literally missing Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle, you don't give any room for, they're not going to be as devastating this weekend.
No.
They can still be good, but like I would bake into my mind maybe a little bit less.
Not for
a
him.
A little bit.
He's number one now. He's the number one target on this offense. And you still have your quarterback.
But we've never seen him.
And you still have
like
your
this.
Offensive line. And you still have your offensive coordinator slash head coach.
He got paid based on things he did that were not like this. You know what I mean?
He's had big games before.
But he's never had to go get open when he didn't have the defense's attention drawn to anybody else.
But I was told that he is an elite route runner by Greg Cosell, and that he is short area quickness and elite in the stem and all these other things. So
twitchy. He's twitchy.
All those things. But so you've got an offense now that should be designed around Jordan Mason and Brandon Ayuk. So go out there and get 14 targets.
I don't. Well, and great. Hopefully he will. I don't argue any of that. What I'm sort of like getting at is the fact that that's where our mind goes, which I just don't think football works like that. But I understand why our mind goes there. I get it. He made a lot of money. He did it in a loud way. There was Instagram, TikTok, podcasts, and holdouts. I understand. I'm not asking you to not be annoyed. I'm sort of just saying, let's all admit we're still annoyed, or else we wouldn't look at it that way. If Brandon were the one that was hurt and Debo was still there, we wouldn't do this to Debo. We wouldn't be like, and he got paid. He got paid 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right.
We wouldn't
right.
be like, okay, Mr. Boombox Boy, let's see you go out there and show us something. You would just be like, man, I hope the Niners can still, you know, like I hope they can still
operate.
If
Brandon was hurt, we'd be more annoyed.
Of course, but not at Debo. We wouldn't be putting ultimatums on Debo's lap.
No, we're not putting ultimatums on Brandon Ayuk.
I think we are.
No, we're
I
not putting ultimatums.
I think that's exactly what you're doing.
I think what we're doing is we're looking at Brandon Ayuk and saying, okay, 30 mil, this is your time. Go out there and show me why the Niners paid you $30 million a year to be the guy. And you're top five in average annual at the wide receiver position, and now you don't have Debo, and you might not have George, and you don't have Christian, and you need a play in the pass game. Okay, Mr. Route Runner, Mr. Separation.
Yeah, see.
Mr. All those things. Go out and show me.
All you have to do is say Mr., and I can hear
and
it.
You get triggered.
No, I'm not triggered.
I'm like, doing it for theatrical effect.
And that's fine.
If the Niners win and he has no catches,
great.
Then it's a Tuesday story. It's not a Monday story.
I mean, yeah, look, I'm not going to say that it's not a story. I understand everything you're saying. I'm sort of suggesting, I tried to warn you, Brandon. I tried to warn you.
Yep, you did.
I spent all August telling you, dude, this is not it. This is not the way. I'm not telling you you're not a good player. This is not it. You're going to regret this because people are going to hold it against you. And now we're hearing it, Mr. This and Mr.
I
that.
Know you like
I
that.
I want to sit down on the couch and get a drink, and I want the Niners to win. I do not. If Eric Saubert has this coming out party this weekend, and the Niners win 24-17. Phenomenal. Let's eat. Let's eat.
Of course.
I don't
I'm
care.
I'm with you on that.
I don't care what his numbers are.
Till Tuesday.
No, I really don't even care on
Voices
Tuesday.
Voices carry.
Like, in general, I care about it in a more broad sense. Not Sunday. I want Brandon to produce.
I want them to win.
Right. And I want this contract over the next 5 years to eventually be one that you were happy that you signed. I want Brandon to be a productive player. I am not making it about Sunday.
I promise you this. If they lose on Sunday and he has a quiet day on Sunday, come Tuesday, I'm going to be looking at the contract and seeing what the dead cap number is when they can get out of this bad deal. That's for sure. This is your game, Brandon. This is your game.
I guess that's kind of how I would respond to you. I think this is a micro-macro conversation. I don't care if Brandon performs this weekend. I care if he performs, period, over the long haul. I hear a lot of people right now going, oh boy, you better, this Sunday, Mr. Twitchy
you
Pants,
like the Mr.
You better be amazing,
Mr. Holden,
because we need you to be this weekend. Not really.
Is macro.
The 49ers need Brandon Ayuk to be a very productive player for the next 5 years.
No, they need him to be a productive player for the next 5 days.
That would be great.
And if he's not, then we can talk about Super Bowl or bust and how this thing gets busted apart.
Super Bowl or bust.
Because if he goes out and has a dud and they lose to a Ram team as 7-point favorites, then let's just break this thing apart.
Well, if the Rams score on the 49ers this weekend at any level, I'm flat concerned. Forget the offensive side of the
ball.
They
have that one guy who's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't make me Google it.
Exactly.
I can't remember who it is.
Who are you?
Totally.
You got to Google it.
It's, yeah, like, exactly. It's like trying to remember a song with
DeMarcus
Christy.
Robinson. Yeah, yeah. He's really, really,
you know,
pretty
that,
good.
You know that song with that guy that sings, that does it, the thing?
That one guy.